Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join me?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Hell, man. Back in business, too, man. Whew. Man, how good is God? I mean, really, if you think about it, in spite of all that's going down in your life, first of all, it could be worse. But secondly, sometimes you have to remember, and I've just had to have this conversation with myself this morning. That's how I'm fresh on this one right here. When a challenge faces you, or you're going through a difficult moment, or you didn't hit a bump in the road, in the middle of that, if you can manage to be grateful, it would take you a long way. Gratitude is a powerful resource. If you can be grateful in the middle of it, gratitude is a powerful resource. When it's dim for you, and it got a little bumpy on the road, and you ran into some obstacles, and you done ran up into some detour signs, and your journey ain't smooth as it was last week or last year. You got to be grateful for the things that are going right and that have gone right, and for the thing that's wrong right now to get right. Man, can I share that with you? Man, is that a tough one to learn? It is for me. It has been one of my toughest challenges, is to learn how to be grateful, because it's a powerful resource, but how to be grateful in moments of despair when it ain't going right. See, here's a mistake I would make. See, when something go wrong, I want to focus on the wrong so much in an attempt to fix it. But even then, the focus ain't always in the fix it. The focus becomes, man, this is bad. Man, I can't believe this is happening. Why does this keep going down? That doesn't fix anything. You know, milling over it, going over what's wrong, explaining it, sharing it with your friends, you know, making it sound worse than it is, tell the story for pity from other people. All of that right there has nothing to do with the fix. Sometimes you're just mulling over it. You're just making it worse. You're just making it a bigger problem. You're manifesting it into your atmosphere. You're putting it out there in your spirit. Now all of a sudden it consumes your day. Next thing you know, you're having a bad day. If you're having a bad day, it's because you've been having some bad thoughts. So what I've had to learn how to do, and what I'm working on this morning, is I'm working on this situation that done cropped up. I was going kind of smooth here for a minute, and now I done got real bumpy in the road, you know, and all this here. So what I'm thinking about now, though, is even though I've hit a bump in the road, And even though I done ran into a detour, and even though I've hit this lull, I'm going down into a valley, I ain't up on the peak, can I not still be grateful for all the things that God has given me, for all the things he's done for me, for all the things he's brought me through, and realizing that even this that's happening to me again is going to pass too. He gonna get me through that too. Come on, man. God is a good God, man. It's a lot to be grateful for. So while I'm tripping on this bump in the road I done hit, what I got to remember is all the things he's done for me. And like I say, my saying is joy and depression cannot reside in the same place. So instead of being down about this new bump in the road, if I'm constantly filling my mind with the thoughts of how good he's been to me, of what all he's done for me, of all the things he's brought me through, of all the blessings he's presented me with. When I go down that list, I really don't have a lot of time to mull over the situation. Now, do I have to fix this bump in the road? Of course I do. Are there some things I'm going to have to do to straighten it out? Of course it is. But Steve, just go on and get the business of doing it and straighten it out. What you mulling over and worrying about it for? You know, old people, I heard old people say something when I was growing up in the church. They say, if you're going to pray about it, don't worry about it. But if you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it. That's an amazing thing. And prayer just happens to be my weapon of choice. Now, it ain't always been that way. I want you to understand that. My first weapon of choice was, you do it to me, I do it to you. You call me out, I call you out. You say something bad about me, I've tried to find you and say something bad about you. That was my weapon in the past. How did that work out for you, Steve? Not so good. Because you know what? I spent a lot of time fighting back, kicking back, swinging back, when I could have spent all that time climbing. See, all you're trying to do at the end of the day, folks, is have a better life than the one you got. All you're trying to do is improve your position in life. You know, it's not my business to make sure you don't get where you're going. I ain't got no time for that. It's not my job to assure that you ain't as high as me. I ain't got no time for that. Your real mission and purpose is to have the best life that you can have, to ascend to the highest plateau that you can get to make your family as comfortable as you can, to provide as much as you can for your family, but legally. See, those of us that are sitting up here trying to come up with sideways, you can ask a couple million men sitting in prison today how they wish they hadn't have done that. And they'll tell you, oh, man, I wish I never had did it. I knew not to go down there. Something told me not to go down there. Man, if I could change things, I would. But they sitting somewhere doing some time that had they made another decision, they wouldn't have to do. Now, that don't make them throw away people. Nah, man. Because everybody make mistakes, and God is in the forgiving business. And some of us have done some things that really broke the law and a whole lot of other things and deserve to do some time, but through the grace of God, we didn't. But now we sit up here and we pass judgment on people who got to do some. Man, I don't care. I don't care what you've done. God can forgive anything. But our position, our motivation in life is to try to have the best life we can have and provide for those around us and make it comfortable. If that's your ambition, you don't have time to worry about or concern yourself with another person. And I wasted time doing that. And that's not the way to get it done. It's simply mind to your business. Taking care of you and getting yourself right and tight is 24/7. So that's a full-time job. So what I had to learn was, and what I've, the reason I've chosen prayer as my weapon of choice now, is that now prayer helps me that I don't have to fight back. Now, if I get cornered, I'm going to fight you. I ain't even going to lie to you. And I'm still working on some things that trigger me, you know. So I'm slowly getting better at that. But I've learned that my weapon of choice is prayer now. So when it happens ugly for me, I pray about it. When it get tight and dismal for me, I pray about it. And the thing about prayer, man, is prayer changes things. Yes, it does now. You ain't got to believe me. Read about it and try it. Prayer changes things. every faith implements prayer. If you are in a faith that's about anything, see, I don't care what religion you choose, don't make me no difference. But all religions are based around this here. There is a God, there is a connection to God, and there is a relationship with God. You got to get all them three things together. I don't know if I explained it right, but hey, listen to me, man. I don't care what you call God, but you do have to call him. And when you call him, whatever name you got attached to it, that's your business. But the deal is the relationship is in the prayer. It's you talking to him, waiting on a response, him answering you back. That's a relationship. Try to have a relationship with a man or woman without talking back and forth. See how long that one go for you. See how well it go. That's the deal, okay? Come on. Prayer is a wonderful weapon.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Top of the morning. That's right, top of the morning. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and Uncle Steve is out, but the crew is in. And we going to make it do what it do. I'm going to make it do what it do. Now, you heard what I said. We going to make it do what it do. It's the one and only, the nephew, holding it down, and the crew is here, the beautiful ladies. Oh, ladies. The ladies are in the building. Carla Farrell and Shirley Strawberry.
Hey, nephew. Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. And the boys are here.
What up, everybody? Yeah. Morning, everybody. Watch out there now. What is going on? It is Thursday. Whew.
Yeah.
I know. Almost there. To the finish line.
Almost hump day. That's what they say. I'm way behind on my humping on hump day.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I carry the hump all the way in.
I'm like messed up. Mm-mm.
What, nephew? What'd you say?
I carry the hump all the way into the weekend. Yeah. Start on Wednesday.
Well, I'm dating a humpback girl, so that's a whole different story. You don't see much of them anymore. She's the last.
The last of the humpbacks.
The last one.
The last of the humpbacks.
You stupid
that
dude.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong, Jay.
Where the hell are people at? I'm dating them.
Charlie Wilson, just in case you... Right.
All the gappers out there.
Oh, all these gappers, toe tapper. He had a hump in the back.
Now, is the hump inconvenience or is it...
No, not at all. No. We take her shopping at Humps R Us. It's a clothing store out in Santa Monica. They sell to only the humpbacks.
Wow.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Or you can shop online if you don't want to be seen in... Humps R Us.
Ship it to the house.
Yeah. Humps R Us.
Yeah, humppeople.com.
Yeah, now it's kind of confusing because it has to depend on what side your hump is on. Yeah. You know, if your hump's on the right side or the left side.
They just
you can't just buy stuff if you got a hump on the right side for a left side jacket. You know, you have to go on the left side hump part of the store.
Okay, so my bad. I thought it was just in the
middle
of the bag.
Some humps are in the middle, some on the side.
Oh, there are some middle humps.
There are some middle humps, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow. The things you're
And you can
you
have a
what?
Low hump, too.
You can have a low hump, yeah, very low.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It looks like a high ass, but it's not.
I was
it's
just going to say, does that have anything to do? Tommy would know this. That Tommy would know
right
this
there.
Area.
Right
he
there.
Would know that area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a humper.
But you are a high backer.
You are.
You are a high butter backer. You are that.
He's a high backer.
High backer.
High backer.
They got high backs, though. That's all right.
Oh my God, Jay. So the relationship is going well, though.
That's good, yeah. Because
yeah. You look happy. You look happy. I'm just saying.
Do she have a sister?
And you're asking because.
I want a humpster. I don't want to hump her. I want to hump stuff. What, you know what I'm. Never mind.
All right, listen, it's that time of year, everybody. We're going to talk about family reunions when
time.
We come back.
Yes.
All right, family reunions. A lot goes on in those family reunions.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, as promised. A lot of family reunions going on this time of the
time.
Year, you know, summertime, 4th of July, all of that. Carla, you're going to one this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Family reunion.
My family reunion is this weekend in New Orleans. Yes, ma'am.
Here come your t-shirts.
It's time to celebrate families all over the world, in churches, backyards, restaurants, amusement parks. And yes, a summer meeting at prisons.
Yeah, so we've got to go to prison.
Yeah. Nevertheless, it's a family reunion.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, people do go to the prison to have a little gathering.
A little gathering.
That's what you mean.
Don't want to leave nobody out.
Nobody should be left out. Yeah. Family reunion.
So in lieu of all of that, in light of all of that, the Steve Harvey Morning Show is going to take you to the sounds of every family reunion.
We'll give you the sounds of what it sounds like. Yeah,
we gotta set the mood.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Set the mood, as it were.
Mm-hmm. This is what you hear.
Yeah.
These are some of the things you'll hear at the family reunion.
I can't. Some of them. Believe she's pregnant again.
Well, I'll be damned. Look who's out.
Oh. I cannot stand her with her bougie self. They're usually talking about me.
I can't stop the woman from coming here. I don't stop her from coming here. After all, she is the boy's mama.
What the hell are you doing here?
They always take more than they bring.
I tell you what, I always knew he was different.
I always knew she was different. Okay.
All we was doing was dancing. That's all we're doing. We're just dancing. We can't dance.
Look. You're trying to break me up with my family, all right? I told you I'd call you later. Didn't I say that?
All right, okay. Now this is after the alcohol.
Okay, before alcohol.
Before alcohol. Uh-huh. As we take you through the sounds of the family reunion, this is after alcohol. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
I didn't say your baby was stupid. I said he was acting stupid.
Hey, all I'm saying is you didn't pay me.
All right, well, whatever. You wouldn't have this problem if you dated your own race.
Whoa. No. See, we leave when I say we ready to leave, okay?
He's abusive.
I don't know why she said that. I ain't never seen that woman in my life. I don't know who that is.
Well, damn it, next year, y'all pick the t-shirts. Sick of y'all.
After alcohol.
Get that microphone from her. Get her from up there. Get her from up there. If I need to hear that. Get her from up there. Everything is everything.
Robert Earl.
Robert Earl, go get that baby from up there.
And
I didn't want to hear that.
Well, why do you have all that foil, Robert Earl? What is all that foil? You're not taking all that food this year.
Nothing to boom shakalaka hell. Uh-uh. No. No.
Who is the white lady?
You wouldn't, like I said, he wouldn't have had that problem had he dated his own race. I'm not going to say it again.
I can't stop the woman from coming and talking to my mama. Why is she here?
She here.
Y'all really don't like the t-shirts? What's wrong with the t-shirts?
No. I'm telling y'all right now, though. Tell you right now.
What?
Margaret made them taste out.
Is that Larry's boyfriend right there? God.
Keep talking when you go to the restroom, because we know how you are.
Keep
talking. Yeah, we know what you do. You steal.
And take these spoons with you.
Come in. No, because ain't nobody ever said it. Come in. That ain't y'all daddy. That's not y'all daddy. I'm tired of it. Every year y'all think that's not y'all daddy.
Wait a minute. Shh. I don't know. Is she asleep or... is she dead? I don't know.
I know she ain't dead right here.
I don't know.
Come in. You on that stuff again. You back on that stuff again.
Oh, my gosh. Look at Benny. Benny ain't gonna ever die?
I thought he was dead.
Or asleep.
Who funeral that we went to last time?
Oh, Now, why she got that on? Why all her? Why does
it's
she?
It's too hot out here for all that. That she
butt
got
cheeks
on.
At the family reunion. Nuh-uh.
She's standing in the kitchen an hour and a half, ain't wash a damn plate, not one plate.
Hey, Wilma, is that a beard you on your chin? What is that? What is that?
That's tell you what.
Laser.
Look at the kids over there. That's what's wrong with them now. All that twerking over there they doing. Look at that. They ain't dancing. Get your hands off your knees.
And whose baby is that right there? Whose baby is that?
You know who baby that is.
Y'all don't know nothing about this. No, we don't. No, we don't know nothing about that. Don't know about it. Sit down. Don't know about it. Them kids don't need to see that.
I got a question.
What?
How long are they going to wobble? Is this an extended version? They've been wobbling for about 30 minutes now.
I know you ain't been drinking my Crown. I know damn well you ain't been in my Purple Bay.
It's out here for everybody, the family.
This ain't in the budget.
We paid our money. We can drink what we want to drink.
How many plates is she going to get? How many?
Listen.
Everybody got to eat. Everybody.
Clubs lay it. Okay, you can't cut diamonds. Clubs lay it. Go back over the book. Just go back over the book.
I don't want to start nothing, but these are some ugly-ass T-shirts. I just have to say.
I heard that about the T-shirts. Say it one more time. Say T-shirt one more time. Let's see what happens. There they go. Ooh.
There they go.
And look at Big Mama. Look at Big Mama. She's keeping up.
Yeah, you can wobble, but you fail in school.
Wobbling all day. Look at Big Girl bagging it up. Uh-huh.
Like I said, we wouldn't have this problem if he had stuck with his own race.
The white girl with me, that's who she with, okay?
That is problem.
Uncle Lonnie. Hey. Uncle Ray in the back with your wife.
Oh. All right, they coming up next. Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, the nephew's up with Run That Prank Back, nephew.
This is Apollo on some trumped up charge. Apollo.
From Real Housewives?
No, not that Apollo.
Oh, okay. This is my Apollo. Apollo.
Hello?
Hello, is this apartment 18C?
Yeah, this 18C.
Hey, man, my name's Virgil. Who is this right here? Who is this?
You speaking to Marcus? What's going on?
Okay, Marcus, let me ask you something, man. Y'all done messed up. Y'all done got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges, man.
Hold on, I'm lost here. What is this you talking about?
You got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges.
Whoa. Are you sure you dialed the right number, man?
I got the right number, man. Y'all, you in 18C, ain't you?
Yeah, okay, this 18C. Now tell me, now what is this about Apollo? Who is Apollo? I don't know what you're talking about.
Y'all got Apollo arrested last night on some trumped up charges. You know, now he downtown, and evidently somebody pressing charges. So now I got to figure out how I'm gonna get Apollo out of jail.
Hold on, this don't make no sense right here, man.
I need y'all to go downtown and go on and drop these charges so Apollo can come home.
Pump the brakes, boss. Listen what you're saying now. You calling me about somebody that I don't even know. I don't know no Apollo. You know, I apologize for your homeboy. And everything that's going down, but I don't know nobody named Apollo. I really don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. So,
okay,
you know.
So y'all ain't called the police last night.
Ain't nobody called no police.
You ain't called. You're going to sit here and lie to me and tell me you ain't called no police last night.
Let's take this back. Now what's your name, man?
My name is Virgil.
Now, how you come about getting my number?
Don't worry about how I got your number. I got it. You the one. I know you the one got Apollo arrested on these trumped up charges.
Don't worry. Now, hold on. How you know where I live?
Because I live above you. I live in 19C.
19C. 19. So, are you the one that got the loud barking dog all hours
That's
of the night?
Apollo. My dog is Apollo.
My God. Apollo, man, you got me thinking that you talking about some human being. You sitting here calling me about some animal, some dog?
They arrested my dog
last night, man, first of all.
Evidently you pressing charges. Hey, listen, you going down there to get my dog out of jail, man.
Evidently you need to listen to what you talking about, man. You calling me about some animal? Listen, we call the front desk people about disturbing. Every time we look around, we hear your dog. So you might need to take it over with whoever that's in charge with the apartment complex, because that's who we informed about your loud dog. Now, you know, you calling me, how you got my number, I don't know. But you need to check this out and talk with the people that's in charge of the apartment complex.
I'm taking it up with the person that filed a complaint and got my dog arrested last night. Now, my dog down there on some trumped up charges.
Really?
They didn't even read Apollo his rights or nothing like that.
Really? You really talking? Listen to what you're saying, man.
Out the house, man. And it's all this cause of you.
Man, I think you need to, you need some counseling or something, boss, because you talking about a dog. How can a dog get arrested? You need to, this is crazy. Listen, I don't think we got anything else to talk about, man, because...
Yeah, we got to talk about Apollo, man, and how you going to go down there and get him out of jail, and you need to have him here back by here this evening. I ain't finna go through this without my dog being here.
This man sound crazy. Baby, this man calling me about a dog being arrested. This is the dog that be barking.
It's Apollo, man. Apollo is a family member. And you done got him arrested, man. For what?
Hey, man,
why would you do something like that?
Man, how about this? You and that dog. Don't be calling me no more talking to me about some dog that I ain't got no control over. You need to take this up with the police or whoever called. Ain't nobody calling no police.
Did you just say Apollo?
Man... Listen.
Did you just say that?
You heard what I said.
Okay. Hey, man, I'm not trying to argue. Okay, look. Let's just do this here. Is it any way you could just come down there with me this evening and drop the charge?
Come down where?
Down to the police station, man, where Apollo at, dog.
Look.
He down, listen. Okay, I'm not trying to holler. He down there on some trumped up charge. You can't even pick him out in a lineup if you want. Apollo clean.
I can't believe it.
He ain't got no prior convictions, man.
Listen, man. Do you really hear what you're saying? Now, I know they say, man, best friend is a dog, but you taking this a little bit too far. Now, you need to really listen to what you're talking about. You need to handle all this, what you got a problem with the folks at the front desk and the police, if they do got your dog. This really don't make any sense right now to me. Now, I apologize once again about your dog, but I think we have our business finished right
now. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this right here, okay? Marcus, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you this here. You try to testify against him. Try to testify against Apollo and see what happens.
What in the world are you saying? Listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this. You, Apollo, anything else that you got to say about this situation right here. You found my number. You know where I live. You just come see me.
You really want that?
I'm about to be through with this phone call, man.
I tell you what. Let me say this right here. I'm gonna say this right here to you. You try to get on the stand and testify against Apollo, and I promise you, dog, you're gonna have some problems on your hands. You hear me?
Listen, you really talking some nonsense right now. Do you really hear what you saying to me? Apollo is a dog.
I know he a dog. He my dog. You know what? I tell you what. Hey man, how that pretty little wife of yours doing? The one that be at home while you going to work all day.
What the f*** you just say to me?
How is that pretty little wife of yours that be gone, that be at home when you gone to work?
What's your name?
I already told you my name, Virgil.
Check this. 19C, where you at, right? Please believe that's where we about to meet right now. Because now the man finna come up here talking to me about my wife. So if it's any other dog you got up in the place, please believe that dog's going to get up right along with your.
Okay. Well, I got one more thing for you.
Man, you
one thing you need to know for you.
You ain't got to say to me because you took this a little too far around with me and a dog. Now you trying to talk about what's going on in my household and my wife? Please believe 19C is where you about to find me.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else up here in 19C that's waiting on.
All of them about to get up. Whoever is all up in 19C.
Okay, well, let me tell you who else in here. You want to know who else in here?
Man,
I'm finna tell you this here. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show is up in here in 19C.
What the hell? Nephew. This is Nephew Tommy. Man, you got me cussing, man. My mama be listening to this station.
Your neighbor Gerald got me to prank you about the neighbor downstairs.
Man. Oh, man.
Hey, man, you got to tell me this, baby. What's the baddest radio station in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show and Nephew Thomas Crazy. I can't believe it.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe got him. Tommy either.
I know.
Got Apollo down here on some trumped up charges, man. Come on now.
Worry about that dog.
Apollo. Yeah. I keep it stupid. July 22nd, we will be stupid. It is Southern Fried Comedy in Delaware. Tickets are on sale right now. Get your tickets at Southern Fried Comedy. The South is coming to the North.
Uh-oh.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. The South is coming to the North. That's okay. All the Southern Fried. That's me, Sounds Junior, like, and all our boys straight up out of H-Town.
But Philly on the East Coast, ain't it?
Yeah, but that's North. Just run with it, boy. We going to the North.
That's the Mid-Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, with,
Sounds
I like
when, Game of Thrones.
Sounds like somebody's going to be lost.
Or the Civil War. Yeah, one of the two.
What's up, Philly?
We on the way to Delaware. And then, of course, I told you Huntsville, Alabama is the 28th and 29th of July. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, Miss Ann will be next with our national news. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back with Miss Ann.
I like Miss Ann. Miss Ann's sexier than me.
You're not to her, though.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is standing by with today's national news, but this is for my laties. Laties, Carla, listen up.
What you got, girl?
What? Idris Elba on the cover of Essence magazine for August, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and this, I don't know, it depends on how you feel about Idris. Idris, we love him. He doesn't think he's going to get married again. Yeah, well, really? He's been married twice
before. So what does that do to y'all as ladies that he's not going to get married? Does it do anything?
We're both married, we're so married, it's okay. So, yeah, so yeah, if I were single.
Would you like him to settle down if you had to make a choice, would you?
With me? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, is the mic on?
I can't wait to look like Idris.
When do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, when is it going to happen?
I don't know, but I'm working on it.
When you waiting to wake up and look in the mirror?
I do whatever women like. If women like Idris, I'm finna look like Idris.
Okay, all right.
Oh, okay.
Aim high, Junior. Yeah. Aim high, baby.
What you talking about, Tommy? I know what I'm doing.
You just gonna wake up one morning and look like it.
Go get some surgery.
When that happens, you need to go back to sleep because you was dreaming.
You're gonna go from looking like a deacon to it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, ain't nobody said you wanna look like Jay or Tommy. That's for sure.
You got a better chance of looking like me or Tommy.
I'll pass you, Jay. So, my skin ain't wrinkled yet.
He said, Idris says he's been married twice before, and he says it's not his calling. And he has two children. Mm-hmm. And he says marriage is an institution of sorts. Of sorts, it is a it is an institution. And he says he's done it. He explains it's not for everyone.
Amen,
it's not his life's calling.
Amen.
Yeah. So let's go around the room. How many times married is good before you say no more?
None.
I know your number, Jay.
None is good.
It's three, right?
Mark me down for none.
Are you one and done?
None and none.
Tommy, you one and
done? Oh, I'm one and done. Yeah, this don't work. This is it.
Uh-huh. Twice as nice. That's me. Twice as nice.
Twice.
Third time's a charm. That's Steve, of course.
Oh, yeah. What about Jay? We didn't get a clear
answer. We don't really have a clear number.
How
on
many
Jay?
Times you've been married? What's
three? Like Steve.
Yeah.
Oh,
why
three.
My voice get high? Ooh, my voice.
Cause you lying?
Three.
Would you get married again?
Ask Junior something.
Jay, you gotta keep doing it. I remember my ex-boss told me after his fourth marriage, well, you gotta keep doing it till you get it right.
Could you ask Junior a question?
Uh-uh. He's gonna look never like, been
just
married.
Ask him anything.
What? How is he gonna look like it just again?
How you gonna work that?
Jay, how many times you been married, Jay?
Ask yourself a question.
Jay, it's just a number, Jay.
Six.
It's just a number, Jay.
He folded his top lip.
So between you and Uncle Steve, it's been six weddings.
Wow.
Between those two.
Between them two.
I'm one and done, surely.
If I'm twice as nice.
That's starting five and a sub.
No, you can have it. It works for some people. I like to see happy people married. That's great.
Jay, do you ever go back and look at all your videotapes of every wedding you
No. Uh-uh. Yeah, I like to run them backwards, then I see when I was happy.
All right, let's bring in Miss Ann. Come on, nephew.
All right, she is here with national news and one and only Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much. All right, everybody. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Let's start out with this, a cold one. An iceberg the size of the state of Delaware has broken off from the ice mass that makes up Antarctica. And scientists say that makes it one of the biggest icebergs ever recorded. It weighs some 1 trillion tons, and they say they're watching closely to see whether global warming is to blame for this one. President Trump's choice to replace James Comey as FBI director on Capitol Hill yesterday as the Congress considers his nomination. Christopher Wray worked in national security during the Bush administration. He told lawmakers that he has not been asked to take any loyalty pledge like the one Comey says he had to, well, that Trump tried to make him take before he was fired. Wray says his loyalty is to the Constitution, the rule of law, and the mission of the FBI.
I would just say anybody who thinks that I would be pulling punches as the FBI director sure doesn't know me very well.
Also, when asked, Wray said he did not consider the current investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the election to be a witch hunt, which is how Trump has been describing it. Joe Scarborough, the co-host of MSNBC's Morning Joe, says that's it for him and the GOP. Scarborough, a former Republican congressman, expressed his anger and disappointment with his party to Stephen Colbert on The Late Show.
When Donald Trump supported a Muslim ban, I said on the air, said I could never vote for anybody in my party, they would say they were going to ban people because of the God they worshipped. When he talked about David Duke and pretended that he didn't know who David Duke was and didn't know what the Ku Klux Klan did, they always overlooked that. When he called a guy from Indiana, he attacked him, said he can never be fair because he's Hispanic. Republicans didn't come out and say, I can never vote for Donald Trump because he's a racist. Time and time and time again, they turned the other way. And they're doing the same thing now. How much of this country and our values are they willing to sell out?
But aren't you a Republican?
I am a Republican, but I'm not going to be a Republican anymore. I've got to become an independent.
President Trump recently suggested that Scarborough's co-host and fiancé, Mika Brzezinski, had been bleeding due to a bad facelift. So, I mean, that was really it for him. Former President Obama scheduled to attend a Democratic fundraiser tonight in Washington, D.C., one of the first times Mr. Obama has appeared on behalf of his party since leaving the White House. Tonight's event to benefit the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which is focusing on unfair gerrymandering. And tonight's event's to be chaired by former Attorney General Eric Holder. And a lot of folks are going to be in attendance. Bill Cosby searching for a new lawyer. The attorney who represented him during his June sex assault trial has filed a motion to withdraw as his counsel. Apparently doesn't get along with Cosby's publicist. And today, Express Your Geekness Day and Beans and Frank's Day. Beans and cornbread. I like my beans and cornbread. What you gonna do? This has been Ann Tripp. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Jay, it's that time. Do you think?
Ooh, the butterfly. The butterfly. It is time for the butterfly.
Wow.
Good morning to my public.
What?
Upset.
I want to say good morning to all of my public, the people that listen to me, that love me, public, just my fans. I want to say good morning to you all. That is who I'm speaking to.
Well, good morning, Eugene. You're not going to speak to us.
Good morning, butterfly.
Today we're going to be talking about devastating moments, because that's what I'm going through. Devastation. I rewinded the tape yesterday, and I looked at it over and over again, and it was just...
What tape?
Steve Harvey morning radio morning show on the Steve Harvey talk show.
Still talking about
it. And it was very devastating. And my public, I just want you to know, it is up there with all of the great devastating moments that I was not invited on the show.
It's up there.
Wow. Need to let it go.
It's up there when Kevin Durant left Russell Westbrook. It's up there. It was just devastating.
It's up there.
It's that big. It's right up there when LeBron left Cleveland, they was burning the jerseys in the street. It's devastating.
Oh, devastated? That's
I ain't seen that kind of moment.
These are devastating moments that is right up there with that. Me not being on the show with the rest of the... It's up there with the night Hillary Clinton lost the election is right up there.
Oh come on now. Yeah, that's a stretch,
we
Butterfly.
Still tripping on that.
It's up there with the greatest devastating moments of all time. It's up there. When Michael Jackson left the group, it's up there. It is up there.
Whoa.
Oh, this is everybody don't go through this, but he's a devastating moment. It's up there when James Evans died. It's up there. damn. You already know it.
You're tripping now, Butterfly.
Devastating moments. Me not being with the rest of the crew on Steve Harvey Talk Show was a devastating moment. It's right up there when Russell Wilson would not give Beast Mode the ball on the 2-yard line in the Super Bowl. It's devastating.
All these sports analogies.
That make no damn sense. It's devastating.
Oh, they lost the Super Bowl, boy.
Do you ever think you'll get past this, Butterfly?
It is a devastating moment. It's right up there. When Tom Joyner lost J. Anthony Brown. It's devastating.
Now we can relate to what you're talking about. Okay.
We feel you.
Even though I'm upset with him right now, it's devastating.
Oh, Butterfly.
All I can say is I'll be with Tommy in Huntsville, Alabama. Go ahead.
All right, coming up next, it's time for a segment from Carla. It's called Kids Nowadays versus When We Were Kids. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. We all know on the show that Carla's a mother of young Tasha, who's 9 years old. So, come on, Jay. Explain this now.
The thing is that when we were kids, and as opposed to having a child now, it's totally different in terms of what you got to buy, prices, things they want. You know, if you gave a kid a toy from back in the day, they would look at you like you crazy. What am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with skates?
All of that.
I hate you, mommy.
So Jay and I were talking about this, Shirley. So being like you just said, I'm a mom of a young little girl, Tasha. She's 9 years old. I've noticed the difference also, Jay, between things when I was a kid, or when we were kids, versus how things are for my kid. So for example, when I was a kid, if my mom, if she wanted to send me to the movies, She could just send me to the movies.
No problem.
Go to the movies. Nowadays, you can't do that.
We would get dropped off at the movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember that?
Four movies.
That's it. That's what I'm saying.
You can't do that nowadays. Mm-mm.
Exactly. If I wanted a Barbie doll, it was under, what, $10?
$10.
Nowadays, they're about $20.
Really?
Don't even get me started on American Girl dolls. They're about those dolls are about $100. Don't even talk about the accessories, their clothes, the gear, all
I
of
see
that.
I was walking around in the mall. They have them dolls all the time.
That look just like them.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Chucky. It does.
I was happy with that paddle and that rubber band and that ball on it. That was it.
We used to call it a rick-rack. I don't know what y'all call it. A paddle ball. Some people call it a paddle ball, right?
That's all I needed right there.
I was good at that. Yes. Now, if we play video games, now, if you guys, you know how these kids are into video games. If we play video games at home, they were like $9. You remember Atari?
Yeah, the little ball went back across the screen.
Yeah, the little joystick.
That was it.
Yeah.
$9.
Yeah, and it was fun. We loved it.
All day long with that, right?
Yes. Nowadays, Xbox, PlayStation.
How much is an Xbox?
What?
Man, by $200.
$200, $300, baby.
For an Xbox?
Yes.
No, you will get the box the Xbox came in.
Play with the box.
Yeah, Tasha has an Xbox and the Minecraft and the remote. Oh, it's crazy. The Wii game, all of that.
How do you do it?
Man, it's so expensive. Now, okay, think about this. If I lost a tooth, as a kid.
Yeah.
The tooth fairy, you know, remember tooth fairy, leaving maybe about a quarter, 50 cent, or like
you
a
can't get
dollar.
A tooth
it was change.
It was a little change.
It was change, right.
Now, you cannot get the tooth fairy to come by your house for less than $10, baby.
Okay.
These teeth are expensive these days.
Tooth fairy.
My daddy would look and be like, I wish the hell I
would.
Whatever in my pocket that night, that's what you get.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If you ask me for something else, I'm going to knock another tooth out.
Oh, thank you, Jay. Thank you. Now, when I was a kid, I thought about this too, Jay. When I did my homework, I would ask my mom for help, and then she could help me.
Right.
Nowadays, I can't help my daughter do third grade math.
What? They don't carry the one. I told y'all that.
Yeah, you did.
They don't carry
did.
The one.
I can't.
My little girl said, where's your candy to? I say over there.
She did not say that. That's funny.
I cannot help my baby with her homework. Third grade math or science, baby, please. And also, wait. So since we're talking about homework, if I need an answer to something, you remember back in the day or when we were doing homework, you could look it up in the dictionary.
In the big encyclopedia.
Britannica.
I go to the library.
Yes.
What that thing called in the library?
Cadillac car. The Cadillac thing where you all catalog that. And all that.
Pull it up.
Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
Well, now it's goggle it. Go ahead and goggle it. I don't know. Just goggle it.
Google, boy.
Google. He's so stupid.
Or you
goggle
just
it.
Say,
I don't know.
You could just say Alexa.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter does. That's
she ran me out of my house. I didn't know she was in there.
All right. Thank you, Carla. Nephew Tommy's prank phone call is coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour to be exact, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter. And when I say get ready for it, I really mean just that. The subject is from sugar daddy to husband? Question mark?
Or Splendid Daddy.
From Sugar Daddy or Splendid Daddy to husband?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but up next, come on, nephew, tell me with this prank phone call, this ignorance. What do you have today?
Jay? Boys,
what's on the menu?
What you got, Tommy?
This right here is called condom cleaners.
Oh, Tommy.
Surely sometimes you just got to make condom sense. You know what I'm saying? This is condom.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tamika. Tamika.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm Brad from Quality Cleaners. I'm the manager over here.
Uh-huh.
Listen, did you bring some clothes in this morning?
No, I didn't bring anything in to you this morning.
Okay. Well, listen, we got an order that was dropped off this morning here. It's a couple suits, some business shirts, and a few other things. But there's actually been some articles actually left in the clothing. So we
husband probably brought that down.
Okay.
He dropped it off this morning?
It was dropped off like around 7 this morning. But it's like about $100 cash in the pocket. There's a couple business cards. There's a cup link here. I looked all over. There's only one cup link, and then there's two condoms in here. So I wanted to see if you guys wanted me to put this in a plastic bag or something and have it
Whoa,
for you.
What? Can you repeat what was left in there again?
Well, like I said, we got it's like right at 100, maybe $105 of cash. There's a business card from an insurance company. There's another business card for, what is this? This is,
What else was left?
Right. I'm trying to tell you about all the business cards.
I'm not interested in the business card because you said something else.
Okay, no, there's a cuff link that we can't find the other cuff link. If it's here, we're looking all over the bag to see if we can find it, but we don't see that either.
What else is in his pocket?
Like I said, you got $100 in here. There's some.
No. You had said something to me.
There's business cards. There's an insurance card.
Cards. You said something else.
A cufflink, ma'am. There's a cufflink in here that we can.
You said something else.
Oh. Okay. What the last? There's two condoms in here. Hello.
What did you say?
That, like I said, there's $100 in here.
No, that. Did you say? Did you say there was some condoms in there?
There's two. There's two extra large condoms in here. Hello?
So, I'm here. I'm just trying to digest all the stuff that you had just said that was in my husband's pocket. Now, are you sure that this is my husband, Chris? Chris?
Well, it has, I mean, maybe you know the items, ma'am. This is, there's a gray suit. There's also a solid blue suit
that sounds familiar, but I'm not understanding
the phone number that I called, the number that's attached to this actual order. So, I mean, this is the number we have on file. Is this his number or your home number or was your sale? What number is this?
This is our house number.
Okay.
I just don't believe, you know, what you're telling me, because we just celebrated our anniversary last week, and this is
what's wrong, man?
What's wrong? Well, first of all, we married and we never used condoms. And then you up there calling me talking about he got condoms left in his suit coat pocket. I'm not understanding.
Okay.
Oh, I know he ain't cheating on me.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, they could have been there.
Well, why else why he would have condoms in his pocket? That just don't make any damn sense. If we marry and we don't use condoms, then why the would he have condoms in his pocket?
I don't know, ma'am. You'd have to talk to Chris about that one. I guess my main reason is that you want me to...
wait a minute. I wanted to know, did you clean anything yet? Did you clean the suit?
No, we haven't cleaned it. I just started stuff, and I don't want you
to clean the things and all those articles that you said. I want you to put it. I want you to put everything, including them damn condoms. I want you to put it in the bag. I want you to put it in the bag. Don't clean nothing, because I'm going to come up there, and I'm going to pick everything up.
Okay, I mean, I'll be here all day. Like I said, my name is Brad, and I'll be here if you want me to put them to the side. I won't clean them. I'll just put them to the side, and I'll leave them in the same laundry bag he had when you dropped them off.
I'm going to Chris up. I don't believe this. I done gave this all the good years of my life, and he going to turn around and cheat on me? You make sure you don't clean up thing, because I'm going to CSI all that. My damn self. You put all that in the bag, I'm going to call my job and let them know I'm not coming in today.
Slow down. I don't want you to get too hysterical. I mean, you know, you're getting a little irate. Are you okay?
I'm going to be all right. I am going to be all right. When I get up there, Chris is going to get up. That's all I got to say. You make sure you have all that stuff not clean. I don't want you to clean it. I want you to put all that other that you said that you found in his pocket, you put all that in the bag. Because Chris is,
would you,
I don't know who the he think he with.
Okay, Ms. Tamika, would you like for me to call Chris?
No. Look, Bobby, I don't want you to call Chris.
No, man, wait a minute. Wait. My name's Brad. I'm Brad.
I don't give a damn what your name is, sir. I really don't. Okay? Because Chris is going to get up. You just put everything in the bag, sir, like I had asked you to. I am on my way down there, and Chris, no, this ain't going down this way. We just renewed our vows. And matter of fact, junk condoms come in threes, and you up there talking about there is two left? What the I'm not understanding. I know how to do my math, okay? Chris is going to get when he get home tonight.
Here's something else in the pocket, too. There's a note in here.
A note? What does it say?
Okay, man, I you know what? This has gotten way out of hand. I don't want to.
Out of hand, then you need to quit telling me every that's in the pocket. Would you read that to me? Matter of fact, I want that in the bag, too.
Okay.
The more evidence I have, the better off it's going to be for me. Because I'm going to kiss up. What did the note say?
The note says, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband, Chris, got me to prank phone call you.
What the f- Oh my God, Chris was going to die tonight. We was going to have a barbecue in his honor. Do you hear me, Tommy? Do you hear me? Oh my God, Chris, I don't believe this is to me. On the radio. Oh my God.
Oh man,
Tommy.
Hey, Hey, baby, let me ask you this. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man, Tommy.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, this one makes, this one right here. Man. This one right here, you could just hear it in her voice.
Hurt.
I was just feeling
took
her.
A long time to understand, too. Was, like, what's not to understand?
Well, she couldn't believe that her husband was cheating on her.
What's not to get?
She couldn't believe what she was hearing, Jay.
Is it coming threes? He's got two? What part you don't get?
Oh, man. You need one.
Hey, get ready. Mama's boy is coming to town, and your boy nephew Tommy, it will be in the building. The stage play, Mama's Boy. That's Johnny Gill, Robin Givens, Jack A. Harris, Shirley Murdoch, Don Robinson from En Vogue, gospel sensation Anthony Brown, and guess what? Tickets are on sale right now. Macon, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Saginaw, Michigan, Jackson, Mississippi, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The list goes on. Go to thomasmiles.com and get ready. This fall, starting in September all the way to December, you want to see the hit play Mama's Boy. Yeah. And the nephew right. is in it, and Eugene is in it. He got a little attitude right now, but he in it. He'll be there. He'll be there.
Well, that's dress good.
Strawberry Letter coming up next. Subject from Sugar Daddy to Husband, question
I've been
mark.
There. I've been there.
No, you haven't.
What?
You've been well.
I've been a sugar daddy, and now I'm a husband. What is the problem?
What? No, you haven't.
Your wife's sugar daddy?
I wasn't her sugar daddy.
Oh, God.
But I was somebody's.
Oh, man.
You know what? You amaze me. They can't nobody tell you about their past.
You need to stop talking about yours. That was amazing to me.
No, it's the present, it sounds like. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right, from sugar daddy to husband, that's the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour from now, our girl, Regina Hall, actress extraordinaire, beautiful, talented, all of that. She's going to tell us about her summer blockbuster, Girls Trip. Okay, so stick around for that. Girls Trip in theaters next Friday, July 21st.
All right, let's get to it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for ya, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, from sugar daddy to husband? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 45-year-old woman who has been in a relationship with a man for 10 years. He is 15 years older than me. When we first met, it was strictly business. I was an exotic dancer. And after time passed...
Air quotes.
Yeah, I was an exotic dancer. Yeah, with those air quotes. You're right, Jay. After time passed, we became a couple, and I allowed him to move in with me after 3 years of dating, because he was paying all of my bills. Recently, he has been asking me about marriage. For the past 10 years, he was married to a woman that lived hundreds of miles away. I knew he was married, but I didn't care because I only wanted his money. The next thing I knew, he was retiring and he told me he was finally getting a divorce. Now he's begging me to marry him, but I'm having doubts. Do you think he wants to marry me because he's older now and on a fixed income? Since I've been with him, I have gotten 2 degrees, landed a great job, and I bought my dream bachelorette condo. I let him come over once a week, and all he does is beg me to marry him. I was at his hospital bedside during a recent medical scare, and I don't know if I can do that again. Now he may not fit into my current lifestyle. So what should I do? Should I marry him or say heck no and end this relationship? I need your advice. Well, you, my dear, first of all, are definitely not ready for marriage. You're not ready for marriage at all. You just brought your bachelorette condo. You want to be single and you want to mingle and all of that, you know, and it just wouldn't last a day, you know, with that kind of attitude. So if you don't want the man, you got to let him go. You have to let him go. I don't think you're going to be there for him when he really needs you. He's already 15 years older than you. You're 45. He's having medical scares. You don't want to be there for him. You've said it in your letter. You only wanted his money anyway. So let this man go. Don't keep stringing him along and taking his money. You've got your degrees now. You have a great job. You move on with your life. Let this man go and let him do the same. Jay?
Hey, old dude! Old dude! Old dude! I'm talking loud because the old so everybody
can't hear.
It's over, dude.
It is.
sometimes you get cookies in the cookie jar and it's full of cookies. Mm-hmm. Then you enjoy yourself, and then they empty. All the cookies are gone out the cookie jar.
Wow.
Yeah. Time to grow up. Move on.
Yeah, he's got to.
It's over with.
She
you had
want
fun.
Him.
It's memories. Now you can sit down and talk about back in the day. I had a my way.
I had an exotic.
You know what you're talking about, boy. Back in the day, back in 2010. Woo! Shut up, fool. You ain't had no exotic to dance. I did have an exotic to dance.
To dance. Those are his boys.
Let it go. It's just memories, man. Yeah. Move on. Yeah.
I don't know if he can, but she certainly
needs
to.
She has definitely moved on.
Yeah, let him go.
She about to not give you that code and let you in. She about not to buzz you up. That's about to happen.
She doesn't want to do the medical thing in the hospital anymore. She doesn't want to help him, so
You had fun. It's over with, right?
Yeah, it's doomed. You're right. All right, come on, nephew. I can't wait to hear this ignorance.
You stank. You just stank. That's just, you just so foul. You know what? You know what's amazing to me? He was cool when you was stripping and needed a place to stay. Everything was good. Now you got a couple degrees. Now you got your little apartment. Now you don't want to play your role no more. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is when women get out of control. You take care of them for a long period of time, and now the table has turned. You can't take care of me. Huh? She 45, he what? That make him 65. Mm-hmm. So 60. Mm-hmm. Now, he done got too old now. You don't want to show old school no love. He was sugar daddy. Why he can't still be sugar daddy? You owe. You owe. And you got to pay back what you was given from the beginning. You stank. You just don't care about this old man no more. And all the loving he gave you and all the money he gave you. Them his degrees, because he paid for them. He put you through school.
Wow.
It wasn't just your stripping. It was some money from him. He put a roof over your head and a whole nine yards. And now you going to do this to him at the last minute.
Are you kidding? Why are you crying?
Because I know what he's going through. Yeah.
Really?
He went from sugar to sugar honey iced tea. It's terrible.
Oh.
You don't feel it. You don't see it. You don't see what's going on. You've never been treated this way before. No, but you've done it before to someone, haven't you? Yes.
No
comment. You want her to move on, girl. You got your place, girl. You got your degrees. You got your new job. Come on now, girl. You violent now, girl. You violent. Nobody
like
care.
Your nay nay.
I guess you violent.
Nobody care about old school. Old school need love, too. And I'm feeling that way because I'm a little older now. Old school need love, too. That's it. I'm out.
Well. All right. Let's hear from the young one in the group.
I tell you what. Some questions that's unanswered here, and it takes a detective.
Okay, and that would be you?
What, when, where, and why?
Okay, all right. Let's go down the list.
The old man.
Uh-huh.
What happened? A recent medical scare.
Yes.
When was it? It was recently. Uh-huh. Now, two questions we don't know is where and why. Uh-huh. I think it happened at the strip club. Now, why would he have a heart attack? Because she was doing some things to make a heart race.
Yes.
See, upside down, booty popping, will give anybody a heart attack. It happened to me. I'm 38. I almost went under.
You got to tell.
Yeah, but when she was upside down, okay?
Upside down, booty popping.
Splits and leaning forward.
She was talented.
Cause a heart attack. She's very talented.
Nothing in this letter but a heart attack.
Recent medical scare.
Okay, yes.
Stripper. There's nothing. Hey, he didn't catch a cold. It wasn't pneumonia. I'm gonna bring him back. Oh, she was doing some things.
Yes, she was.
And now Now she feel guilty. I can't do this no more.
All right. We'll be back with part two of the Strawberry Letter from Sugar Daddy to Husband at 8:23.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, don't forget, coming up at about 21 after the, in about 20 minutes, I'll say it like that, our girl, Regina Hall.
Oh,
it's gonna, we're gonna talk to her
junior
about
girl.
This summer blockbuster Junior's
in.
Bay.
Hold up, I called on my job, Sherry.
Girls Trip is the summer movie to see. Regina Hall will be here to talk about that. Uh-huh. But first, let's get back to this crazy strawberry letter. Mm-hmm. Subject from Sugar Daddy to Husband, question mark. Sugar Daddy to Husband. If you do have relationship issues, make sure you email us at steveharvey.com and we will help you out, just like we're trying to help this woman out. She's 45 years old. She's been in a relationship with a man for 10 years. He is 15 years older than she is. Yeah. Okay, do the math. Yeah. Don't carry the one because they don't do that anymore. No. So when they first
about
60, met.
Right?
But yeah. When they first met, it was strictly business, she says, because she was a what, Jay?
She was an exotic.
She was an
dancer.
Exotic dancer. Air quotes exotic.
That's a stripper.
So after time passed, they did, you know, become a couple, and she did allow him to move in with her after they dated about three years. Because this is why she let him move in, because he was paying all of her bills.
Right.
So that's where the sugar daddy part came in. Mm-hmm. But recently, she says he's been asking her to marry him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was married and she knew it, but his wife lived hundreds of miles away, and now he's retiring. He's divorcing. I have no idea.
What's up with
he's
that
divorcing.
Part? Let's back up, sir.
Okay,
back up, hit that part.
You
want
to hear that part? For the past 10 years. It says for the past 10 years, he was married to a woman that lived 100 miles away. She knew he was married, but she didn't care because she only wanted his money.
The money, right.
Yeah, and we're talking about the exotic dancer.
Air quotes, exotic dancer.
My wife could move 100 miles. 100 miles.
Are you crazy right now? You like living?
We just still be married. You just way over there, and I'm way over there.
Good. Have you done your bucket list? Because you're out of here. You keep talking like that, okay? So this woman wants to know if we think he wants to marry her because he's older now and on a fixed income. Mm-hmm. And since she's been with him, her life has changed. She's gotten 2 degrees. She landed a great job. She brought a dream condo, you know, just
she
for a bachelorette.
She lets him come over every now and then.
Yeah, but, you know, he's older. So he's been in a hospital. He had a medical scare. She doesn't want to do that anymore.
Heart attack.
Yeah. It doesn't say heart attack.
Exotic dancers give heart attacks. They don't give pneumonia. What you talking about, Shirley?
You might be right. You've never seen an exotic dancer with a cold.
Yeah, you ain't never seen one.
So her question is, should she marry him?
Yes.
Because he doesn't fit into her current lifestyle, she's saying.
Or he should paid she just for end her current lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah. Or should she just end the relationship? Yeah.
I just have one thing to say.
What, Jay? Mm-hmm.
Can we just make a rule? I don't make many rules around here.
Yeah, because you just got here.
I just got here. It's been, what, 6-7 days most I've been here. From now on, we have, like, letters that have age over 60.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Could you run these by me just to make sure this is not my life? This ain't about me. Somebody writing in about me.
You ever had a heart attack?
No, I've never had a heart attack.
Okay, well, it doesn't say heart attack in the letter.
Say heart attack, right?
Have you ever had a medical scare?
So, yeah, so you know what, Sharon?
I've had a medical scare.
You know he Jay, had a...
Jay, this is about you.
You again? I'm sorry? You... Diabetic seizure.
This is about you, Jay. Oh, my God.
Ain't you on a fixed income, Jay?
I'm not on a fixed
income. No, he's not on a fixed income.
No, Lord, no, saying.
Oh, no, he get the same check every month.
No.
I know you got
to. No, you know how I know I'm not on a fixed income?
Why?
Because I can get all my medication one time.
Well, you know how I know this is. You know how I know this isn't about you?
How you know?
Because he keeps asking her to marry him.
There you go.
No, this is not you, Jay. You're off
definitely
the hook on this
you.
One.
No.
Yeah, you're off the hook on this one.
Bruce
yeah.
Wayne kept saying he wasn't Batman either. I think he tried to mislead us.
Yeah, so let this go. Break up, guys. Yeah, okay, this is not working.
She doesn't want to. She ain't about that. She still says she ain't about that life.
Yeah.
About that life.
She's not. She doesn't want to be bothered with your medical
45.
Scares. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're all of this. Yeah. You got your little.
She's still breaking him off once a week, though.
She might break him off once a week. That's all he can take. He got a medical problem.
I'm going to tell you right now, though. You really don't want to move that bed in your condo. All right. All them chains at the top, all that lifting, turning.
All right. Instagram me at my girl Shirley if you want to comment on this letter. Come on, Tommy. Introduce our girl.
She is here. She walks the walk and she talks the talk. The one and only Cheryl Underwood.
Thank you. Yeah. That talent up. Listen, I'm tired. Okay. Wait, let
what's
me
wrong, Cheryl?
Okay, so I'm at Lonnie Love's birthday party last night. But let me, I'm on my way to, I got to do the talk. So please watch the talk so we can all keep our good TV show jobs on
yes,
the CBS affiliate. Praise God.
Amen.
CBS job. Speaking of CBS, I'm on my way to America's Georgia. We're having our Sisters in Service event. It's the salute to the four sororities of the National Pan-Atlanticists, the AKs, the Deltas, the Zetas, and Sigma Gamma Rose. We salute Sisters in Service doing good in the neighborhood, and it's connected with this local CBS affiliate. And the local CBS affiliate is WMAZ Channel 13 in Macon, Georgia. So I'm on my way to do that. Shout out to my dear sorors, Robbie Lattimore, and the president of Alpha Omega Zeta chapter. Omicron Alpha Zeta chapter in America's Georgia, and that's Sora Keena Davis is the bastard.
Hey,
okay,
man.
Now back to Lonnie Love's birthday party. Child, oh, listen.
Party.
I thought G-Thang. Who had the stroke? Rodney Perry?
Uh-huh. Yes. Rodney Perry, yes. Yeah.
How Rodney Perry drinking Hennessy and he done had a stroke?
He's putting his business out there, Cheryl.
That's right. How we do at the Let Me Tell You Something. Okay,
that's
so
how you
me
recover.
And Melanie Camacho and everybody sitting. Then I hear a boy, Cheryl, and it's Jack A. Harry behind me waving, going, and here go Vivica. Now I done threw down the gauntlet for Vivica to pull her dance team together, and I'm going to pull my dance team together, Nubian Knights, and I'm going to challenge her dance. Answers so we can benefit for charity, right? So then everybody there, they talking about Lonnie like a dog. Everybody asking me, do I want to go up? No. Why? Because I got a temper, a butcher knife, and a gun in my purse. I'm So then everybody's getting up. What's the boy that do the Prince impersonation, Tommy?
Is it,
you know.
Oh,
that
in L.A., I know.
Yeah, who's at the door? And he's so short, he got to jump up. I thought it was like a Willis name or something. I can't remember his name.
Okay.
He, because I'm so hungover. Let me tell you something. And so Sherry hosted it. Sherry Shepherd hosted. Got some good jokes. Everybody
all right,
doing
Cheryl,
such good
wait.
Joke. Do you think? Oh, wait.
I hate to interrupt you. We got to go. Yeah.
Okay. Just tell everybody, stop asking me why do I look like George Wallace.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Uh-oh. The fellas ain't ready for this one.
Yes, I am.
Jay Junior, y'all
I'm
not ready.
Ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, all the fellas in your cars, in your trucks, rolling around, turn your radio up. Here it is. Sexy is on the phone. Up next is an outstanding, versatile actress. Oh, my God. She's so classy and funny, and we love her in any role she plays.
Know her. Oh, I know who she plays.
Her newest movie is Girls Trip, and she stars as the boss, Ryan, in the movie. She's joining us now to tell us all about the movie and the cast. Please welcome to the show the one and only sexy Miss Regina Hall.
Yay! Hey, baby. Hey, baby, it's me. Hey, baby.
That hey, baby, it's me. Right there. That introduction was incredible. I wanted to meet her when I was listening. I was
I love her. I love her so much.
She
oh,
is
my
something
God.
Else, boy.
Hey, Regina. Welcome back, girl.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Y'all are, can I say y'all are the best, like so supportive every time. I mean, you all do not fail. I mean, so thank you all for being just loyal, supportive, smart. I mean, everything, all in one.
Girl, thank you for your craft, girl.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard with you.
We're
huge, huge fans of yours, Regina. And this movie, Girls Trip, looks like so much fun. Carl and I can relate to the Girls Trip, of course, with our girlfriends and everything. Mm-hmm. But like in the Girls Trip movie, we don't get to do it as often as we'd like to because of our jobs, of course, and our family. In the movie, you and the girls get together for a trip to the Essence Fest. Tell us about the movie, Regina, please. You play Ryan in the movie, right?
Yes, I play Ryan. Ryan has she's an author, and she's written a book called You Can Have It All. So she's kind of like this self-help guru whose life, she's married to a former, huge football player, and her life just, it's like she has it all. It's perfect. And then, of course, one thing that's missing is she hasn't, been able to hang with her girls. She goes on that weekend, and then a lot of stuff just comes out, gets revealed, and it's a hard R. There's some
bad words.
There's some bad words and some moments that my mama blushed at. My mother looked at me last night and she said, "Y'all are filthy in this movie," and I was like, "Mama." But she smiled too much, which made me know she lived some of those moments. So I was uncomfortable. I was like, "Mama,
what's going on?"
Mommy.
Exactly. But we had, we had so much fun shooting it. New Orleans is great, and Essence Fest, was great, and we love getting an opportunity to show really how. The complexity of black women. Kind of one-dimensional portrayals where we're this or that, but we are. I think earlier today Will said we're pious and ratchet at the same time, and and loving and supportive, and
we like to have fun too.
And we like to see it on the screen.
Yeah.
Would you say you like your character or another character in the movie? Which would you say you most like?
Would say I have a lot of similarities to Ryan at this point, but there's a point where I've been a little bit of Dina, not a mommy yet, so I know y'all they're like, well, how long is the yet?
You know what, Regina, I'm not even a father either, so
are you trying to holler? Dude,
you trying to holler doing
that? Junior, why not?
Hey, Regina, Junior is your man in his mind.
Let me tell you something. I saw her at Essence, and I'm talking. I was over there crying.
I saw her too. Yeah.
I was crying by myself. Nobody talked to me or nothing. I said, "There she is. There she is."
Well, listen, we might have to make it happen, but it's.
Oh my God.
So, I loved watching, Jada as Lisa. I love that. All of them, I think there's a little piece of me and all,
All of them.
Yeah. And for the ladies, we do have Lorenz and we got Kofi and we
got.
Yes, girl.
What was it like? Are you guys friends on and off, the movie set? What was it like to get all of you ladies together and put this movie together and work with these talented women?
Well, I had always been a big fan of Jada's and Latifah's, just from watching her. I did not know of before. I mean, the world's going to know her now. She is extraordinary in this movie. And, I think it's going to be the vehicle where people are going to be like, wow, Tiffany Haddish is
She's amazing. I mean, and her stand-up is great. She's very funny.
She's been doing it. But I think finally the platform for her to, for people to be like, there she is. Mm-hmm. And so all of them before, I didn't know I had met them, but I had never worked with them. But now I love them. Now I'm friends with them after the movie still. And that's really great. Because I just,
Trip 2.
I respect them.
Girls Trip 2.
Yeah, I'm smelling, yeah.
I know.
Well, Regina, just know that we on this show, anything that you do, we are there to support you because that's how much we love you. You're a very talented, beautiful young lady, and we just can't get enough of you. We love your movies. We love everything you do, and that's the truth. We stalk you as well, girl.
Well, I have an adult film that I want to come on your show. Oh, yeah.
Since you love me so much, right?
No, thank y'all all the time for everything. You're amazing, and I love your show. I love your voices, which is so important. I love how you make me laugh and smile, like waking up to that. So just know from my heart, genuinely, I love you guys, and you're my favorite.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that so much. I know she's the best. She is the absolute best.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's jump to it. Everybody, buckle up and hold on tight. Here it comes. It's that time. Reality update.
Yes, I'm caught up. I'm watching Power.
All right.
I'm watching Power, baby.
So good. All right. So good.
We're going to talk about Power in a minute for you, Jay.
Ask me something. Ask me something.
All right. We're going to start things off with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the reunion show.
Why?
Shirley,
why?
Okay, so what's up with your girl, Jocelyn? She's beeping with the producers. She's being very difficult. Did you see when she was outside the venue of the actual reunion show but didn't want to take the stage and sit by certain cast members? I'm like, girl, are you
That's
real?
That's my baby, though, y'all.
That's your baby?
Never.
Well, you need to talk to your baby because she's out there real bad. Mm-hmm. She's tripping.
Crazy is fine, though.
This is not the kind of crazy you like.
This is
not
good. Always good, though. It really is.
No, this is not good crazy.
Drop of crazy.
Yeah.
But she's
a little
she's
more than a drop. Yeah. Two drops.
This is bad.
Two drops of crazy.
Bad crazy. Bad crazy.
She don't want to sit there.
Overload on crazy.
That's overload.
Yeah. You're not going to like this kind of crazy.
How she going to say it, T?
Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Carly and Tommy, they're trying to get each other back. Your girl Tommy, revenge by using Young Jock. They did that the entire season going back and forth. That was silly. Shirley, your girl, lovely Mimi, tried to get into it with Jessica Dimes. Sit down. Have several seats. Jessica Dimes says she looked like a majorette. Sit down somewhere.
For the record, Tommy is my girl. For the record. I love Tommy.
That's another crazy one.
I love her crazy. I love her crazy.
She'll be crazy. Like a majorette.
Like a majorette.
Sit down. Trying to fight somebody.
Looking like what are you, a high stepper?
Yes, that was real funny. I love Dime. I love Jessica Dime. All right, your boy Kirk has still
Come
been
on,
dragging
Kirk.
His feet about on, taking Kirk. A DNA test to get the paternity results to see if he is the father, you know, of this secret baby, this love child. Well, he feels like this girl, Jasmine, his alleged baby mama, and her boyfriend and her crew are scheming up to try to get paid. And so that's why Kirk, I guess that's why he hasn't taken this DNA test. That's kind of like what he said. And did you see, Shirley, when our girl Rashida was brought to tears when talking about her husband Kirk's infidelity. Mm-hmm. It was, Lord, I cried right with her. Take a listen.
When you're in a marriage and a commitment, and I grew up with this man, and he's hurt me, and it's crazy because he's also helped me grow to become the woman I am today. But when you hurt somebody and you dismantle a bond, that's the hardest thing to get over. Heartbreak is like the worst thing to get over. And I don't want to cry no more. I promise y'all. I said I ain't want to cry about this no more because at the end of the day, this is a lesson. But more than anything, this is a lesson for you to understand what you've done. You know, we have children, and that's the main thing that bothers me, is we have children who look at you like a f***ing superhero. You are a father, and for you to do this, you didn't think about all the f***ing consequences of this. And not only did you hurt me, but you broke me.
Yeah, she was talking
Can't
to
Can't stand that behind that, man.
Not a dry eye in the house. Not a dry eye. Finished that one. Yeah,
the entire cast cried when Rashida broke down like that because
Are they together? Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still married.
Okay. They're still married, Jay. And, you know, his infidelity and possibly having a child outside of their marriage, that you just heard from his wife, Rashida, that broke her. And it was really sad because all the couples on that show and all the cast members, they're rooting for them. And they want them to work it out and build their family back together. So we'll see. Part 2 is coming up next Monday. Now, Jay, we're going to move on. Talk about the scripted show Power.
I know.
Hey, Jay. Come
talk
on.
To me. Ask me something. Ask me something.
Well, let me ask you this. Ghost, he's looking a little weak. It seems like prison life is getting to him.
But what do you think? You think things are looking up for Ghost?
Ghost,
you know why he's looking weak? Because I watched 4 episodes. I'm caught up.
Okay,
he has not had a meal in any episode, not one.
We had that one, man, when the dude took a cornbread out of
there. Yeah, that was 4 shows.
That wrist, though.
He got to be hungry.
I don't know. It's got to look up for Ghost because, you know, they found the tape for the traffic stop.
Yeah.
He told her. She knew.
Yeah, he told Angela, so the DNA got thrown out. So that's a good look for.
That's predictable. Good sign.
I need to be directing that show because I changed some things in that show.
What?
I want to see the white guy with
Tommy?
The white guy with the sister. What's her name?
Tommy.
With the sister.
Every scene. They got to hit it every scene.
Tommy and La.
I don't care what they talk about. They got to get it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make a cute couple. And
his first sister either.
No. But it's her first white guy, as he said, have you played in the snow before?
Yeah. Lucky for you, you got a blizzard.
You got a blizzard.
I was kind of mad, too. Angela had the nerve to question Keisha. Lala should have knocked her behind out. And did you also see Angela and Ghost? They had that face-to-face meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Woo. I don't know.
Well, that was powerful.
It's 50 cents a 50 cent lowdown or what, man?
Yeah. Kanan.
Yeah. I cannot stand him, man.
I know. And he's just,
I love 50 cents.
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
Kanan.
Kanan, we can't stand him.
We hate him.
And in his father's absence, I am so sick of Tyreek seeking out Kanan.
I want to put a belt across Tyreek behind somebody.
Don't you know?
I choked my TV at least 3 times. Get to Tyreek.
Yes,
talk to your mama like that.
Yeah,
yes. You do know there's a camera.
You better be glad your daddy in jail, boy.
What?
You know there's a camera in the office at the club.
Planted that gun.
That's gonna come up in a minute.
We'll see. So we've been watching Power, and you guys, I know you've been watching too. Tweet me, tell me what you think is gonna happen next. Hit me up at Lips by Carla. Moving on from Power,
I'm done now.
You out? You gotta stay with me, Jay. Listen to this. Another scripted show is coming back. Baby Winter is here.
What?
Yes.
Game of Thrones,
baby.
Game of Thrones.
You gotta stop watching.
Yes. When?
Yes, you have to, Jay.
When the dragons start flying, I'm like, it's enough.
No. Jay. You better get on that dragon with this girl.
Yeah.
It's the truth, Jay.
You better get on this dragon.
Yes, we love Game of Thrones. So quickly, before we run out of time, season 7 this Sunday night, and according to actor Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow, he said this season is for the fans. You will finally get to meet the people you've been waiting to meet. Game of Thrones this Sunday night on HBO. And did you see, finally, reality star Dance Mom Abby Lee Miller, she had to turn herself in to begin her 366-day prison sentence.
She's about to lose some weight now.
Yeah.
She's going to be dancing.
That's reality.
She's going to be in that dance.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. I want to ask you guys something. Because, you know, these are some cool questions that I found on Reddit.com. You know how we go look.
Yeah.
Okay. What job do you have zero experience in, but are confident you could do it successfully?
This one? This one right here?
I sure didn't have no experience. That's a joke.
Man,
that experience.
No. My first radio job I got. I got a radio job. I'm like, I can do that. You're just talking. That's all you're doing is just talking.
But that's what people think, though.
Yeah,
but
people think that radio is just talking. And it's a certain amount of time you got to get in and get out.
That's right.
Everybody can't do it.
But you can do it successfully. Yeah. You have no. What about you, Neff?
Yards. Cutting yards. Didn't have no experience, but was
you
walking up and down the street with that lawnmower and that gas can.
Man. That's how you made that extra money, too, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Junior?
Shade tree mechanic. I ain't got no experience in that, but I swear they never fix a car. They don't never get your car running.
And they all got the same line.
Yeah.
It's the carburetor. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sound like the carburetor.
Yeah.
He's the one to get me. He's the one to give me time. We got a man on it right now, and you go there, and there's a man sitting on your car eating a sandwich.
He owned it. He owned it.
I could do that job confidently with no experience.
All right, here's another one. What's the biggest... can't ask you this, Jay, but I'm going to take a chance. What is the biggest relationship advice you could ever give?
Don't! Don't do it!
You're not against relationships. You're just against marriage.
Okay, the biggest relationship advice is, I think, spending time having fun, doing things together, doing things, church, movies, dinner, doing things together. Yeah.
Okay.
And then don't!
But you know, if you do that long enough...
Mm-hmm.
The woman is going to want to get married. You do know that, don't you? You spend a lot of time with each other. The feelings develop.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay. Or is it Reverend Adnoy?
Just left the building. He's not here.
He turned into Reverend Adnoy.
That answers the question.
He's not here. He just left. If I see him, I tell him you asked about it.
Some sort of relationship phobia, you know that. Intimacy.
So I've heard about the guy.
All right, Tommy, best cheat. Relationship in...
Cheat.
Excuse you? Excuse you.
Cheat. I promise you it makes the relationship better and longer.
Oh,
just cheat.
Golly, man.
Why bother
getting married if you're just going to cheat? What sense does that make?
It has nothing to do with you not loving the other person, Shirley. You love them. You want to be with them the rest of your life. All that cool. But
I'm the ridiculous one.
Yes, you are. See, the logical thinking is the people that get divorced. Stop thinking logical.
The crazy part is, though, there are people that agree with that.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part, yeah.
That don't make a lot of sense with that one.
Uh-huh. Come on, Junior.
This going to sound crazy, but I'm telling you, be good in bed 15% of the time. Don't be outstanding all the time.
Oh, don't put that much pressure on yourself.
Don't put the pressure on yourself. Just stay right there. Just stay right there 15% of the time.
When you get to that bed, Junior, when you get married, y'all ain't really in that bed a lot. Trust me.
I'm gonna tell you.
All right. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, did you guys know this? You know, we just had a presidential election. Another one's coming up. Paperwork has been filed on behalf of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He gonna run?
And a possible run for the White House.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's
yeah. running. Yeah. Campaign committee has filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission.
I've heard that he was going to do that.
On behalf of The Rock.
He's going to smack that candy ass.
Uh-huh. This is for the campaign.
Is that his slogan? That's a catchy slogan.
What?
Smack that
candy. Make America great.
He used to say that all the time. That was his slogan.
When he was wrestling.
I'm going to smack that candy ass.
I thought it was, can you smell what The Rock is
cooking? Well, yeah, too. They only had both of them, right?
Can you smell what The Rock is what?
Yeah.
It's
smell
cooking.
What The Rock is cooking.
And then he raised that one eyebrow.
And smack that cat in the ass. Yeah. I like that.
Well, it's called Run The Rock 2020 Campaign. So far, though, The Rock hasn't responded to the filing. Can you imagine, though, saying President The Rock?
We said President Trump.
Yeah. Can't get any worse.
Yeah,
it cannot.
Can't imagine the presidential
it's
anything.
Got to be a step up. It's got to be a step up for sure.
President now come. Get up for President Tay-Tay. I can see that.
The way we going, huh?
Yeah, where is this country going? Come on, bring us back.
It don't matter.
President The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen.
Maybe he'll get more votes than he did for his last movie.
Baywatch?
Baywatch.
Did you see it,
I didn't think that was a good fit.
Yeah, it was not good.
I didn't think it was a good fit for him.
Well, when they're making
movie.
These movies, do they know they're going to be bad?
No, they don't. They have no idea until it's all put together.
And they don't care.
They don't care. They're making so
much
money
at them. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care.
This was a movie nobody should have got out the water on this one.
And you see everything that's out, Jay. I see every movie. Yeah.
You don't get a movie past me, okay?
You love them. Wow.
Yeah, y'all should have stayed in the water on this one. It's pretty bad. But I can see him running for president, yeah.
Can you?
I mean,
really?
They could have President Faison. I can see it.
President Faison.
Big Perm.
We'll beat you at the doggone ballet comp.
Big Perm.
Wow.
Could Kanye run? What you think? Kanye can
anyone,
run?
Anyone.
President Kanye West?
Well, yeah, anyone can throw Kanye their hat into the ring. Anyone can. Remember back in the day when Reverend Jesse Jackson ran?
Will everyone please stand for President Shucky Ducky?
Really, Jay?
Quack, quack.
You know, a lot of people have asked Steve to run.
Chuck? Who?
No, I don't think Steve's not going to run.
He says that because of the background check.
Yeah. No, Steve.
He says he won't get past the background check.
He wouldn't get past the background.
And they go through everything, everything in your life that you've ever done.
Well, not taxes, apparently.
No, apparently. Well, yeah. He got away with it, Donald Trump.
Trump.
He got away with it, but
yeah.
If Trump can become president, anybody
can make it.
Yeah. Absolutely, that's the message.
That's a testimony.
That is
I'd rather Frank Underwood from
from House of Cards.
Yeah,
from House of Cards.
Kevin Spacey,
yes. Baby.
Uh-huh. He would. Man.
I saw a bumper
John
sticker
Snow
with that.
from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Remember when Morgan Freeman was president?
Hold up.
Oh, Lord, don't get
he got started. My
Some
vote.
Of all fears.
He has my vote.
He's president a couple of months.
He was.
President Freeman, sir. I like it. He played God. He played the president. Okay. Stop hating, Jay. Okay, we're going to be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are with the last break of the day. Another morning that went by really quickly, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's time for just one more thing. Wow. We got a letter from a guy. Well, I'll just read it. Remember the other morning, the entire crew, all of us, were on the Steve Harvey talk show for the first time in 5 years. He had us all on the show. Together just for the first time, and one of our faithful fans of the show watched the episode and wrote us this letter, very, very touching letter. I'll read some of it. It says, "Hello, my morning show family. Today I drove home from work and was determined to end my life." Wow. I felt so alone, unattractive, unloved, and unwanted. I just didn't want to be here anymore. I've been through so much, and I'm tired of fighting. All of a sudden, I heard Shirley's laugh and saw her excitement on the talk show today. I watched the show and enjoyed all of your smiling faces and all of the joy. I just want to say thank you for brightening my day and the majority of my mornings. Today, your smiles made me smile and brought me back. I just want to say thank you for the laughs. Today, they saved a life. Take care, and God bless you all. I mean, really serious letter here, you know. But this is something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you never know who you might touch.
How you touch
you. You never know. We just get up in the morning and do our jobs every day, and we thank God.
I'm glad he watched us. He's going to watch another show.
Yeah,
you know?
thank God, you know.
Like Conan or something like that, you know.
Well, kind of puts Conan in perspective what's important, doesn't it?
It's a horrible show.
You know, what?
I Conan cannot is see so it. Bad. He wouldn't be here with us if he had.
Jay!
Oh my God! I cannot stand you. I really can't.
I can't.
I mean, he's the guy's good. He's here. What? He's here.
It's a blessing.
He had
watched. It's a blessing. We
glad
were on.
That he wrote this
no, I'm glad he listens to the show.
I know
show.
How I feel when I watch Conan. I mean,
Jay, that's your takeaway from this.
I've never watched a
beautiful
whole show.
Letter. I just read from our listener.
Nothing gets in the way of the joke. Nothing.
Nah.
Tommy, get your boy. Get your boy, Tommy. Yeah. Get your boy.
Let him run. Let him run.
He's
sprinting.
Good thing. All right, I'm showing. Anybody here ever watch Conan? No.
You mean the new show before he left NBC? No.
Either one.
I mean, since he's left NBC.
They both were bad.
I've watched a couple of episodes.
The late night. Yeah.
What are you saying? What are you saying, Joe?
I'm saying
you know what he's saying.
I love when people ask me, so what are you saying?
Yeah. No, that's pretty straightforward there.
Pretty clear.
Yeah. Pretty clear. Yeah.
Glad you're here, man. Glad we saved you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, that's something.
Laughter is healing. It is.
No, it really is. And as a comedian, is this the first time you've ever heard something like this?
No, I mean, you do the show. You never know how many people, what type of people you're touching. Mm-hmm. You're just in there having fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thankful to God that, you know, you decided against what you were what you woke up thinking about, you know. But as a comedian, though, you do bring laughter.
Yeah, my grandmother used to say we were like ministers because we minister to people. That what we do is ministry.
I'll tell you what happened to me one time, though. Uh-huh. I was in Dallas. I had a show in Dallas a while back. This is a long time. It's about 12 years ago. And I was thinking about not going to do the show. Mm-hmm. It wasn't no money really in it. It was like, you know, like $150 drive from Houston all the way to Dallas. Mm-hmm. I drove all the way to Dallas. I did the show. And as I'm coming out the back door, there's a guy who meets me in the back of, you know, the improv up there in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I was like, okay, this can't happen. I was like, I hope the guy ain't about to rob me then. So as I walk into my car, he was like, hey, man, can I speak with you for a minute? I said, yeah. He said, man, I just want to thank you for the night because I really was going to end my life. I went home and caught my wife
with
another man. And he was like, you know, I just want to come get a laugh in, man, before I left, and I'm just going to go get out of here. And his car happened to just be parked right next to my car. And the crazy part about it was the gun was sitting on the armrest right there.
Wow.
He said, but thanks to you, man, I feel like I can go on. And that lets me know that no matter where the gig is, I go.
You try to go do it.
I got
to
go do it. You never know who's like.
You never know who's in there.
That's right. That's right.
That's why you can't say no. That's
good thing Conan wasn't performing that night.
Oh, God. He did not say that. He did not just say that.
Dang, Junior. What
you trying to say, Jay?
What you trying to say?
So what are you saying?
The Lord knows what he's doing. That's what Jay's saying.
After that story, you had to say that.
Yeah, that good thing that Conan wasn't there that night.
That was a moment, Jay.
It was a life lesson
for Junior. He makes every gig because of that moment. You never know whose life you may save.
Did you tell him to go whoop the dude behind, though, that was in there with his wife? Did you leave?
Nah, man. We talked about it. We went to IHOP, had breakfast. We talked about it. I said, man, you can always get another wife.
See, none of that would have happened. That was nice, Junior. That night.
Breakfast?
What, Jay?
None of that would have happened had Conan been performing that night.
He would have went through with it.
I'm doing this.
He would have walked out.
Oh, hell no, Conan's here. Oh, no. Hell no.
Jay, 10 minutes in, he'd have walked out.
I'm growing all the way down here. And nobody here but Conan.
Well, Junior, I'm glad, you know, that you learned a lesson out of that.
That's what we do, man.
Yeah, don't listen to Jay. Do not listen to
Conan's
Jay.
Conan's here.
Conan's here. Oh, she got the job.
Oh, God.
Really, I do.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. We love you. Bye-bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.